Babe. Say, how about a little... Ow!
Does that answer your question, Buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the fella said, Maisie Revere. Brooklyn's challenge to the world outside. Believe me, I found out a long time ago that you can't be a dreamer and a realist at the same time. If you're going to have your head in the clouds and your feet on the ground, you're going to wind up with your back to the wall. So to keep body and soul and stomach on speaking terms, I take odd jobs. And believe me, some of the jobs I've taken are odd enough to make Ripley's column. A couple of weeks ago, I got a job as a cigarette girl in one of those swank joints in Nevada. But I quit because some of the men at the dice table made too many passes. Right now, I'm on the train going back to Brooklyn and my fella, Eddie Jones. And those passes haven't stopped. I've had to change my seat 5 times already.
Say, babe, how about...
6 times. Oh, conductor, conductor.
Yes, miss. Oh, it's you again.
Yes.
Well, what's the complaint this time? Did the engineer blow the train whistle just when you finally fell asleep again?
Oh, no. The engineer's been very nice about that. I appreciate your talking to him, conductor.
Oh, not at all, miss. I just couldn't live with myself if I thought that you weren't enjoying every moment of our little jaunt over hill and dale.
Oh. Well, in that case, conductor, I know you wouldn't mind doing me another favor. Change my seat again.
Well, miss, look, we'll be coming into Harmon in a few minutes, and there'll be passengers getting off, lucky devils. And perhaps you can find a seat further up in the car.
Oh, okay, I'll get my seat.
Oh, conductor! Conductor?
Yes, sir? Oh, it's you again, Mr. Smith.
Yes, conductor. Is the...
Train on time? Yes, sir. I promised you that it would be. Way back in Ohio and in Illinois and also in Michigan.
Hey, good. I've got to be back in Harmon. Got to meet a customer in a half an hour at my office.
Yes, well, we'll be in Harmon in time for your appointment, Mr. Smith, or I will never speak to the engineer again. We're pulling in right now. Say, by the way, since you're getting off here, I wonder if you'd mind relinquishing your seat to a young lady. She's had a bit of wolf trouble.
Well, certainly she can have my seat. Where is the young lady?
Coming down the aisle now. Well, bye, Mr. Smith, and thanks.
Pardon me, miss. You may have my seat.
You're wasting your time, playboy.
Now, look, miss, you're making a big mistake.
I know. You're lonesome and very rich, and you have a nice wife that's kind to your kids, but she's grown old and dried out.
You know Clarissa?
No, but I know your type. So don't think you can start the beginning of a beautiful friendship by giving me your seat, Mr. Wolf.
Wolf, miss, my name is Smith.
Oh, ain't it always? And I suppose your first name is John.
Why, yeah. Oh, then you've heard about me.
Oh, yes, yes. Just about the same time I heard about the birds and the bees.
Oh, my goodness. Hear me.
Don't get up, mister. I don't want to play your way, so just sit there.
Why, don't you dare push me back in the seat.
And stay there, sonny. You just ain't my type.
Yes, but I'm not that type. Miss, I am 58 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, miss, I'm in a hurry.
At that age, they always are. Keep your seat, Foxy Grandpa. I'll find something up ahead.
All aboard!
Your lap, you wolf.
Me pull you, the train jolted.
Oh, you slapped me.
Well, that'll teach you a lesson, and you better make yourself pretty scarce when we get to New York. My boyfriend, Eddie Jordan, is waiting for me at the station, and he's got a terrible temper.
Well, so have I, and I'm boiling. Harmon was my station, and you made me pass it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, why didn't you say so?
Maisie.
Eddie.
Gosh, Maisie, it seems like years. Come here, baby.
Phew, I didn't think I'd been away that long.
Gosh, I'm glad you're back, Maisie.
I'm glad you're glad I'm back, too, Eddie.
I'm glad we're together again.
I'm glad we're together again, too, Eddie.
Gee, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful, too, Eddie.
While you were away, I didn't even look at anybody else.
I better go get my bag.
Always kidding. Look, honey, it's a beautiful day. I got a reservation on a quiet little bench in the park, and, well, I haven't seen you in an eternity.
Well, I'll keep, honey, but your job won't. You better get back, and I'll... Oh, no, Eddie. No, not again.
Uh-huh.
But you only had that job in the shoe store a month. You always last at least 6 weeks on a job.
Yeah, but I can explain, Maisie. The boss fired me for something I didn't do.
What didn't you do?
I didn't sell anything.
Oh, Eddie.
Look, honey, don't you worry your pretty head about little Eddie. I've got another job cooking.
Cooking what?
I mean the Smith Company up in Harmon are looking for crack salesmen.
Oh, that's silly. Who'd want to buy crack?
It's Restoro Skin Rejuvenator, baby.
Oh.
The Smith Company up in Harmon that manufactures the goo is looking for go-getters.
Well, what are we waiting around here for? Let's go up to Harmon and get.
Stop buzzing me, Miss Jenkins. I want to have my nervous breakdown quietly. Oh, if I ever lay my hands on that girl who made me miss my station, there's a salesman here with a girl? I'll tell him I don't want any girls. I'm a woman hater, starting an hour ago. Oh, he's applying for that job I advertised about. Oh, okay, send him in. After losing that big order this morning, I can use a salesman. A good one.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. Eddie Jordan is here. You've got nothing to worry about anymore.
Well, that's nice, Mr. Jordan. I thank you, and my ulcers thank you. Jordan, we're looking for bright young men who can sell our Restoro Skin Rejuvenator. The quickest acting tissue rebuilder that $5 a jar can buy.
Yes, Mr. Smith. Is this stuff any good?
It comes in a very attractive jar.
Is it any good?
And it contains the magic element, Phlegiscrund.
Is it any good?
Oh, come now, Jordan. For $5 a jar, you can't expect everything. Now tell me, Jordan, you ever sold before?
Mr. Smith, have you heard my reputation as a salesman?
You know I haven't. I'm sorry.
I'm glad.
Huh?
I said I'd be glad to demonstrate to you what I can do.
Well, that's fair enough, Jordan. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a crack at selling Restoro. If you click, you'll get $80 a week and commissions.
Gosh, $80.
All right, then, $85. You drive a hard bargain, Jordan.
I do? Yes, I do. Maisie will vouch for that.
Maisie?
My intended. She's waiting outside.
Well, have her come in, Jordan. Always like to meet the wives or intendeds of my employees. Guess it's too bad they're all women, but I guess that can't be helped.
No, sir. I'll call her. Oh, Maisie, come on in, please. Will you see her, Mr. Smith? She's gorgeous. One of those girls that strike your eye the first time you meet her.
Yes, I ran into one of those on the train this morning. My eyes still hurt.
You called me Eddie.
Oh, yes, honey. I got the job, and this is my boss, Mr. Smith.
Oh, how do you do?
The pleasure's all mine, miss. Haven't I met you before?
Me?
Oh, but that's impossible, Mr. Smith. She just got in this morning from Nevada.
She did?
Uh-huh.
By train, perhaps?
Oh, no. I walk.
Oh, you walk?
Uh-huh.
All the way from Nevada?
Oh, well, I didn't mind. It was downhill most of the day.
Maisie, I don't get this. Only this morning I met you.
Fell in love at first sight. And now you're going to be the salesman for Restoro, the finest, Well, the finest thing that only a giant brain like Mr. Smith could conceive.
Oh, yes. Well, I guess I mistook you for some other pet. I mean, girl. You do look like a smart girl. And I'd like to discuss Eddie's future with you. Here. Have a seat.
And well, no, thank you, Mr. Smith.
Oh, the girl who made me miss my station.
Oh, well, so I was. But I don't know if anybody ever told you this before, Mr. Smith, but you have the loveliest laugh.
Look, I thought we were going to discuss my job.
A job? Are you insane?
I don't get it.
Exactly.
That's what I was afraid of.
No, get out of here, both of you. Out.
But Mr. Smith.
Oh, come on, Eddie. I'll tell you all about it while you sit there and beat out my brains with a feather. Let's go back to Brooklyn.
Miss Jenkins, call my car.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Mr. Smith. We'll take a bus.
I didn't mean for you. Goodbye.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
I don't know, Mr. Smith, would turn out to be your boss. I ain't, you'll pardon the expression, physics.
The thing I can't get through my noggin, Maisie, is how you mistook Mr. Smith for a wolf.
Well, he was a man, a traveling man, and I thought I saw his eyes traveling. Eddie.
Yeah?
You're not mad at me anymore. I mean, not like you was, are you?
No. I'm the one I'm mad at. I'm a flop, and I guess I always will be.
No, you won't, Eddie. You got everything it takes.
Yeah, but I can't find anybody who'll take what I got.
Well, someday you will, honey. Someday you'll be a big success.
You mean like Mr. Smith?
Oh, he's not a success, Eddie. The way I look at it, men like him are failures.
Some failure, I'll say.
Yeah, I thought that would make you feel better. Oh, Eddie, here's a drugstore. You hungry?
Oh, you go ahead, honey. I got a lot of unfinished worrying to do. Meet you at the bus station in about an hour.
Oh, well, okay. And be careful crossing streets, honey.
Oh, I won't get hit by a car, baby. My kind of luck, I'll never collect on my insurance. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Yes, miss? How about a nice sandwich for lunch today? We got Swiss chicken salad and hubba, hubba.
Hubba hubba. See, they're making sandwiches out of everything nowadays, aren't they? Oh, Terry Jackson.
Maisie Revere.
Well, you were so a jerk.
Well, why not? Since I packed in show business, I've been every other kind of a jerk. How's it been going, Maisie, huh?
Oh, well, as far as I'm concerned, they can change the song title to There's No Business in Show Business.
Uh-huh.
I'll have a hamburger and coffee, Terry.
Oh, sure. With everything like you used to?
No, just leave off the onions. I got a boyfriend now.
Oh.
Oh, poor Eddie, that's my fella. He just don't get no... Say, Terry.
Hmm?
That man who just went over to the drug counter, that's Mr. Smith. My boyfriend Eddie applied to him for a job this morning.
Service! Service! I want an aspirin!
And you tried to help Eddie?
Yeah. And if that Mr. Smith had a heart, if he had a little sympathy, he'd... Oh, listen, Terry.
What?
I got an idea, and I'll need your help.
Well, sure, Maisie. What's the deal?
Well, look, I'll pretend that I'm going to...
Well, it's about time you waited on me, young man. I want an aspirin, but fast. Oh, my head is splitting.
It is, huh? I thought maybe that was just the way you part your hair.
Oh, fresh, huh?
No, just witty. What's that you wanted?
An aspirin.
I was talking to this young lady. She's first.
Thank you.
Look, I'm first. You. The clerk, she's why I need the aspirin.
Oh, quiet already. Now, miss, what can I do for you?
How's your poison today, mister?
Oh, very good. We just got some in this morning. Fresh.
Oh. Well, I'd like some poison, please.
Yes, miss. To take out?
No, I'll drink it right here.
Why do I have to run into anybody like you whenever I'm in... Poison? You want to drink poison?
Yes. And, clerk, it's pretty hot today, so put a little ice in it.
Of course, miss. And I'm sure you'll like this poison. It's called cyanide up.
But, miss, you can't. You just can't. Why, a beautiful girl like you, you've got everything to live for.
Not after I made Eddie lose his job, I don't. Clerk, I'd like a straw, please.
Oh, sure. Here you are, miss.
No, wait. Now, hold on a minute, miss. Suppose I give Jordan another chance.
Oh, Mr. Smith, you're so kind. Oh, here, have a sip.
Oh, thank you, I'm parched. No. Now, look, miss, have Jordan pick up a sample case of my Restoro Skin Rejuvenator at my office. I'll be back at 3. If he can sell just one for me by that time, the job is his.
Oh, he'll sell it all right, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, he's a great salesman, I hear. Here's your aspirin, sir.
Never mind. Just give me a razor blade.
Yes, sir. What makes, sir?
It makes no difference. I just wanted to cut my throat if this doesn't work out. And I've got a feeling it isn't going to.
Gosh, it worked, Maisie. Just wait till Eddie finds out about what you've done.
Yeah, Eddie. Oh, gosh, I don't know where he is, and that case must be sold by 3.
Well,
Terry, I've got another idea.
Well, if you need my help, I'm your boy.
Thanks. Now, look, Terry.
Uh-huh.
We got no time to lose. We're going to pick up that sample of Restoro, sell it before 3, and Mrs. Eddie set it for us.
Gosh, Mr. Tompkins, it sure was a lucky break running into you.
I was the one who ran into you, Jordan. I mean, almost. You should look where you're going when you cross the street.
Maybe it's better I didn't. If you didn't stop to ask me if I was hit and I didn't tell you, I wouldn't care if I was. I wouldn't have this job with you.
Oh, it isn't a job, Jordan. At least not yet. First, I want to see if you can sell the thing.
Oh, it's a cinch, Mr. Tompkins. I've had years of experience selling your kind of product. Years of experience. By the way, sir, what is your product?
Burial plots, Jordan.
Oh. They aren't going to be very easy to unload, Mr. Tompkins. It ain't going to be no pushover to find dead people with money.
Please, Jordan, no jests. To me, dying is a living. And when you go, there's no more beautiful final resting place than Shady Lawn at $300 a plot.
Oh, yes, sir. If you can't take it with you, let us have it to make sure you got someplace to go.
Oh, a very good selling point, Jordan. Very good. Albeit a bit gay. Now, if you sell just one plot today, just one, the job is yours. And commissions?
Well, I'll take a crack at it, Mr. Tompkins. And I'll sell one plot if I have to go from door to door. And just think, madam, for a mere $300, you get this gorgeous plot just 20 minutes from the heart of the downtown shopping section. Think of the convenience.
Young man, when I'm gone, I'm not too concerned about shopping.
Well, I mean for your friends to visit you, madam, or your family.
I have no family and no friends.
Not even $300?
That I have.
Well, I realize that it's rather macabre to be discussing such a subject now, madam. After all, you're still living.
When you're an old maid like me, young man, you just go through the motions. You're not really living. I'll take one.
And there's nothing like making sure that when the time could... You will!
But make sure my plot is a nice, quiet one. There's one thing I can't stand. It's noise.
Yes, Mrs. I mean, miss. I've got a dandy plot for you with a beautiful view. I've got to call the office and tell them that I just landed a customer, and then I got to call a certain Mr. Smith and tell him what I think of him and his job. And I got to tell Maisie the good news. Can I use your telephone, ma'am?
I have no phone, young man. Nobody ever calls me. Nobody. There's one around the corner at the filling station.
Thanks. I'll be right back to fill out the order. Don't die before I get back. I mean, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Might as well give up, Maisie. It's 2:30 now. We've been all over this town and no sale yet.
Well, I'll just take one more crack at selling a jar, Terry. Just give me a little time in this house here. Then you ring the doorbell like before. Just stay out of sight till the time comes. Well, here goes. For Eddie.
Yes?
Good afternoon, madam. Is your great-granddaughter in?
Great-granddaughter? Why, I'm barely pushing 55.
Oh, well, I guess you pushed it too hard, madam. Why, your hands are all wrinkled.
My hands happen to be my business.
Oh, on the contrary, they happen to be mine. And so is the rest of your skin. Madam, have you ever seen the miraculous results of Restoro, the magical skin rejuvenator?
No.
Good, then I can talk freely. Restoro can't miss, madam. Why, I sold a jar of this stuff to a woman who had so many wrinkles in her forehead she had to screw her hat on. And after one 10-minute demonstration with Restoro, gone.
Her hat?
No, her wrinkles. You can't go wrong with this product, madam. One application and you can have the complexion of a peach instead of a prune. And all one jar costs. I know this will make you laugh because the price is so ridiculous. It's $5 a jar.
$5? That's a lot of money.
Well, you have a lot of faith.
But I don't think I can afford it. You see, I just put $300 into a burial plot.
A burial plot? Why, that's ridiculous. Why, you have at least 32 years to live.
You think so?
I think so. Now, would you like me to give you a demonstration with Restoro and try for 64?
Well...
Good. I'll open the jar and get to work. Restoro here works wonders in just a few minutes. It's clean, harmless, smooth,
but
and it tastes good, too, don't it? Now, just hold still and don't swallow too much of this stuff. It might take the wrinkles out of your stomach. There. I've wiped the last traces of Restoro from your face, madam. And you look 20 years younger.
20 years younger?
Mm-hmm. You have a mirror in the house?
No.
Well, as I was saying, you look 30 years younger.
That's hard to believe.
Well, don't take my word for it. There's other ways to prove what Restoro has done for you.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Well, let the young man in.
Yes. How do you know it's a young man?
Well, exactly. Open the door.
Yes?
Good afternoon. I'm here to read the gas meter. Is your mother in, little girl?
Little girl?
Me?
Oh, young man, I'm much older than you take me for.
You are? Oh, it's well. Look, beautiful, I'll be through work in an hour. What say that you and me drop in on that cocktail bar around the corner and have a little drinky?
You mean a date with a man?
But bring your birth certificate with you, chick. Nobody will believe that you're over 18. See you later, gorgeous.
Oh, my. He took me for 18. Oh, I'll take a dozen jars of that.
A dozen? Gosh, wait till Eddie finds out about the wonderful job I just landed for him.
Yes, but I just can't wait to see the expression on that young salesman's face when I tell him I've changed my mind about that burial plot. You may send the order to me right here. Miss Agatha Dinwiddie, 612.
Hello, Eddie. Waiting long?
Sure. But what's time in my young life?
Oh, don't be so forlorn, honey. I got good news.
I almost had good news. $100 a week's worth in commissions. But some dame sabotaged me out of a sale.
Well, we're going to show Mr. Smith that... Dame?
Just when I had made a big sale, a 300-buck burial plot, she loused it up, and the job, too, trying rejuvenating Miss Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie?
What are you laughing about?
Dinwiddie's a very colorful name.
Yeah, a scream. She said a kid of 18 shouldn't be thinking of kicking the bucket. She should be kicking the gong around.
Oh, but don't worry, Eddie. I'm sure there'll be a job for you with the Smith Company.
Not after I called Smith on the phone and told him off.
He told Mr. Smith off?
In spades.
Huh. Well, there's good news tonight.
Just wait till I lay my hands on that dame that sabotaged me.
You got any clues about who she is, Eddie?
Well, Miss Dinwiddie said she was a fast-talking gal.
Well, what do you know about that?
She said she was pretty, with even white teeth.
Sounds very attractive.
She said she was about 5'2", bleach blonde.
Well, she's got a nerve. My hair is not bleached, and I...
Maisie!
Is it Eddie?
Well, Miss Revere, so you're the one
Eddie
who...
Eddie Jordan, don't you dare raise your foot to me!
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Messed up Eddie's big chance that time. But everybody makes mistakes. That's why we have elections every year. I think. Gosh, I tried to explain to Eddie what I was trying to do, but he just looked at me like he didn't know what I was talking about. So I looked right back at him as if I did. Then I tried to tell Eddie it wasn't important he should hurry up and become a millionaire. But the words didn't come out too clearly. After all, it ain't easy to run and talk at the same time. Oh, gosh, here comes Eddie now. Gee, he runs faster than I figured. I was sure I had a bigger lead on him than this. Well, feet, get going again. You don't want to just sit there and see the rest of me get murdered.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Pat McGeehan, Howard McNear, Peter Leeds, Sheldon Leonard, Sidney Miller, and Elvia Allman. John Heaston speaking.